Next patient is Kathleen McMillan. Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Kathleen. McMillan is M-C-M-U-L-L-I-N, M-C-M-U-L-L-I-N. Date of birth is 11-7-61. Date of visit is 3-24-26. 3-24-26. Please make copy for Elena Lushine. That's E-L-E-N-A, Elena. Lushine is L-U-S-H-I-N-E, Lushine. L-U-S-H-I-N-E, L as in Lancy. Lushine. P-A-C. P-A-C. Elena Lushine, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Elena, thank you for sending Kathleen McMillan for evaluation. Next, here's the present illness. This is a 64-year-old female who was recently admitted to the hospital in February 26 with a history of pneumonia, was treated with antibiotics, and also was noted to be in atrial flutter. The patient has a long-standing history of smoking a pack per day for over 40 years period. She did have a CTA of the chest on 2/20/26, which showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli. But there was diffuse peribronchial thickening with mucus plugs throughout the lower lobes with multifocal bilateral lower lobe consolidations, mild septal thickening with a tiny left effusion, and there were a few ground glass infiltrates in the right upper lobe. And there was pleural and parenchymal scarring in the upper lobes. And a few pulmonary nodules measuring up to 7 millimeters in the left upper lobe, period. There was no lymphadenopathy of the mediastinum, period. The patient has cough, it's sputum production, denies fever, so chills. Since her treatment last month, her symptoms have improved, and she's breathing easier and has minimal wheezing, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for systemic lupus for over 12 years. She also has had surgeries, including cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy and cataract surgery, period. She does have she has had breast biopsy and mild hypertension. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years. No significant alcohol use. Next, paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, family history. Father died of liver disease and mother is in good health. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No glaucoma, but has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Denies urinary frequency, flank pain, sotagiria. No hay fever. She has cough and mild wheezing. says no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or black stools. Says no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pains or leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising. And she denies muscle. I'm sorry, she has some muscle pains. And no significant joint pains. No headaches, numbness of the extremities or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams daily, estradiol, 1 milligram daily. Next, physical exam. This is the averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Her blood pressure is 112 over 60. Pulse is 64, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 102, saturation 96. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected. Ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with occasional bibasilar crackles. And there are no wheezes. Heart rhythms are irregular, sonar S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor lesions. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Resolving pneumonia and interstitial, resolving pneumonia, period. Number 2 is interstitial lung disease. Number 3 is pulmonary nodules etiology to be determined. Number 4, history of systemic lupus erythematosus. Number 5 is Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest for follow-up and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was placed on a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. She also will get her ANA profile, SED rate, and CBC and a copy for echocardiogram will be obtained. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Elena Lushine, P-A-C. Lushine, L-U-S-H-I-N-E. Lushine.